In the absence of strong federal consumer protections for medical debt, states consider new measures. An investigation reveals that dozens of hospitals inadvertently allowed Facebook to obtain patient information. And two more hospital mergers bite the dust. It's all coming up on today's episode of GIST Healthcare Daily. It's Thursday, June 23rd, and I'm Alex Olgan with GIST Healthcare Daily. We get the headlines and health business and policy news in about 10 minutes. If you like the podcast, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the show.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A new investigation by nonprofit tech watchdog news organization The Markup revealed that the websites of dozens of hospitals have an embedded tracking tool sending identifying patient information to Facebook. Metapixel is a tool that tracks users as they click on different links or enter information into websites. Organizations install the tracker in order to get analytics from Meta, Facebook's parent company, about advertisements that they've placed on Meta social media platforms, including Facebook and Instagram. The Markup found that the tracker collected a lot of patient information, including their patient's name, date, and time of their appointment, if they scheduled one, and the name and contact info for their provider. But more appallingly, reporters found if a patient was logged into Epic's MyChart through North Carolina-based Novant Health System, the tracker also conveyed the patient's prescription information and even their sexual orientation to Facebook. A former HHS official in charge of enforcing HIPAA and legal experts told The Markup that the hospitals with this tracker installed on the website may be violating HIPAA, which prevents hospitals from sharing this kind of personal health data with Meta. Since the investigation was published last week, an anonymous plaintiff has filed a class action lawsuit against Meta Platforms, alleging that the company is invading patients' privacy and violating the Electronic Communications Privacy Act. The Markup didn't find evidence that either the health systems or Facebook had obtained patients' consent. Since the investigation, several health systems have removed the Metapixel tracking tool from their websites. Steward Healthcare is abandoning its plans to sell 5 Utah hospitals to HCA Healthcare. This comes just weeks after the Federal Trade Commission filed suit to block the deal. The agency challenged the deal on the grounds that the transaction would reduce competition, bringing down the number of competing health systems in the most populated part of the state from 4 to 3. Interestingly, 3 of the hospitals HCA was planning to purchase, the company divested in 1995 in order to consummate its acquisition of Group Purchasing Organization Health Trust. Last week, New Jersey-based RWJ Barnabas announced it was dropping its plans to purchase a competitor hospital less than a mile away, New Brunswick-based St. Peter's Healthcare System. The FTC said in a statement that these deals should have never been proposed in the first place, and it should be a lesson to hospital systems all over the country that the agency isn't hesitating to enforce antitrust laws. Earlier this year, 2 other health system deals, the merger between Rhode Island-based Lifespan and Care New England, as well as the merger between New Jersey-based Hackensack Meridian and Englewood Health, were called off after FTC challenges. Antitrust observers find these challenges unsurprising, as all 4 are intermarket deals that commonly raise antitrust scrutiny. Medical debt is pervasive in the U.S., affecting more than 40% of adults. This is according to a recent Kaiser Family Foundation poll. There are some federal protections for consumers, including the ban on surprise billing and the Affordable Care Act requirements for nonprofit health systems to establish financial assistance policies. Although the ACA didn't delineate specifics like eligibility standards, also at the national level, just a few months ago, the three largest credit reporting bureaus announced plans to remove from consumer credit reports medical debt under $500, as well as medical debt that's already been repaid. But some states, including Maryland, Maine, and California, have adopted stronger laws to protect consumers. They passed legislation requiring hospitals to expand financial aid and limit extreme debt collection practices, like putting liens on patients' homes. Medical debt hits consumers hardest in the South, and that's also where many Medicaid expansion holdout states are, including North Carolina. As Kaiser Health News reports, state lawmakers are currently weighing a bill that would expand Medicaid and another that would require hospitals to offer financial assistance to patients earning up to 2 times the federal poverty level, or about $27,000 a year for an individual. The bill would cap interest rates on medical debt, as well as annual out-of-pocket expenses for many patients. It would prevent collectors from pursuing family members and homes to recover unpaid bills. The North Carolina Healthcare Association has not taken an official position on the legislation expanding the consumer protections, and its fate is unclear. Taking a look at healthcare stocks, among the companies with the biggest intraday moves Wednesday, health benefits navigator Accolade and COVID vaccine maker Novavax rose about 10%. The overall healthcare sector was up 1.4%. Thanks for listening to GIST Healthcare Daily. I'm Alex Olkin. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news on gisthealthcare.com. GIST Healthcare Daily is an independent production of GIST Healthcare.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.